Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio Sports, introducing you to Chris Miller. He's the new boys basketball coach at St. Pius as he joins us here today. And a move from Grandview to St. Pius for Coach Miller. Took a year off coaching the boys basketball team for the Eagles. And Tilden Watson, the AD, hiring him just a few weeks ago. And Coach Miller, congratulations on the new position. How you feeling about the move?
I mean, it's always tough to, you know, to change and to take over another team, but you know, having the winter off and really not wanting to be around basketball because it's something you love and trying to find other stuff to do, and it's kind of one of those things where it's been kind of a winter of discontent. So it was nice to you know, have that opportunity kind of fall there, and I'm pretty excited after, you know, meeting the kids and having an opportunity to be in the gym again. I'm just very blessed.
That's an awesome deal. And May 23rd, there was a press conference introducing you and Coach Oliver, the new football and baseball head coach, allowing, you know, media personnel and St. Pius community members and kids and what have you to come out and, you know, officially shake your hand and introduce themselves to you and vice versa. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was really neat. It was something that, you know, I'd never had an opportunity to have at any place I've worked at, and just the fact that the kids or, you know, their parents, they all came up and they all wanted to talk and just at least say hi and, you know, and ask kind of some of the stuff that we had planned for the summer and just have an opportunity just to get their take on some things. And, you know, it's always fun, and especially the kids, they're nervous. You're kind of nervous because, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, I don't know you, I had them, but at the same time, it's a chance for them to get a good first impression, and same for me, and I really enjoyed the experience.
Felt like you were received pretty good?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they, St. Pius always seems to have such a, you know, their community, such a strong community, and they really love their school. So just to be a part of that, they just, I'm an outsider, but I felt like I was at home. It was really once I kind of got over the fact that I don't know anybody, and I kind of walked in there, I felt very well received, and it was really nice.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You have a pretty extensive coaching background. You've been, before you were at Grandview, you were at Couch High School, Bell City High School, Southern Reynolds High School, and then Zalma High School. So quite a lot of experience underneath your belt. And then, of course, the 5 years or so at Grandview. Obviously, like anybody in life, you know, every year you learn something new about yourself. You learn something new about how to coach or how to, you know, attack certain things. So for you, what's your development been like over these last, you know, many years coaching boys basketball?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of schools that you didn't mention in there that I was actually an assistant coach with. So it seems like I've been around the world. And just being around in a Grandview working with Coach Davis, I mean, he's a legend. He's somebody that's at the top of my contacts list. Talk to him almost every day. And he's joked that I've probably been in more gyms in Missouri than him. Only problem is he's won a heck of a lot more games than I have, and it just shows that when you're a small-town basketball coach, sometimes you have to bounce around till you find your niche. But as far as my development, I mean, I've always had the kids' interest number one, and just really trying to learn how to coach and learn how to manage a program has been something that I feel like every single year I've gotten better at it. And having the opportunity to step back a year and to think about and kind of reflect on really, you know, your coaching and what you accomplished or you didn't accomplish or what you would have done differently, or if I had the opportunity, what I'm going to do. Again, you do have the time to think about those things. So that gave me plenty of time, and you know, there's some great ideas that I feel like I have. There's some things I want to make sure that we're not going to do that again. And but at the same time, every year you get another year of experience. The older you get, you're still learning. And I feel like if I ever stop, you know, or I feel like I've arrived, then it's definitely time I should go out of coaching, and I don't need to get back in it. And we need to stop this train. So, I feel like when I see a lot of the younger coaches, I know Taylor's a younger guy, and he's done a pretty good job his first year at Grandview. I mean, give a lot of credit to him and things he's had to work with and overcome. And I think he's done great, and the future looks very bright for the school. I mean, but at the same time, I was his age. You know, you're still trying to figure out what's your style and what works for you and things like that. So, it's just one of those things. Every year you learn a little bit more, and you try to develop your style and just keep trying to figure out ways to stay up with the game and how the game is played.
Speaking of styles, Coach Miller, as we're speaking to Chris Miller, the new St. Pius boys basketball coach. Speaking of styles, what are a few things that you plan on implementing into the St. Pius boys basketball program as the head coach?
Well, I mean, they're a very talented group as is. I know Coach Lawrence, he did a good job. Obviously, you win 20 games, which is something I have never had the luxury of doing. Had a team accomplish that, it tells you that you're on the right track. And one of the things that I just want to make sure that we do is to play discipline. We really develop some of our skills and work on our individual game. And then at the same time, as far as how we play, I like playing aggressive. I think anybody who knows me and has played against my teams, even if we were outmatched by talent, we're going to try to be the aggressor. Kind of be the team that hits you first, not be the team that takes the hit, so to say. So that's kind of the way I like to play, and we'll see. We're still trying to do what really works for us as far as offense and as far as specific defense is concerned.
Okay, very well. Just to sort of keep the mindset local here, as a head coach at Grandview, you had the luxury of a really good ball player in Kobe Klaus. And as you come into St. Pius, I'm sure you're very aware of junior, soon-to-be senior Riley Nager, a guy that obviously stands out in any room, no matter what room he's standing in. But there's some nice pieces around him as well, with guys like Nate Rubel and Josh Rubel and Dre Townsend as well. And so as maybe you've had a little bit of a chance to kind of look at last season's roster and think about, the sort of personnel that you have going into next season, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I still think there's some kids who haven't, whether they're on family vacations or things like that, that haven't made it in the gym yet. But we've had a few open gyms. We've had great numbers. And the kids that I have, obviously I've met Riley and had the opportunity already to, it's had some scrimmage games or whatever you want to call them. And, he's a very talented kid. Obviously, he's got height going for him. He has a great skill set for someone who's as tall as he is. And he really wants to work, and that's what I really like about him. He's got a great attitude. He wants to win. He wants to play hard. And he's not a selfish kid. And if there's any similarities between a kid like him and Kobe that I can already see, you have to tell Kobe sometimes, look, you need to shoot the ball more. And Kobe's still looking for the open guy that might be the manager you dress for the game, and he's still looking for him to get a shot because that was the best opportunity he saw. And it's kind of like, well, Kobe, that's great. You shouldn't want to pass to him, but you got to shoot the ball. Riley's very, very similar as far as being unselfish like that. So it's a great quality to have. I think he has the mentality, though, that he's going to want to do whatever it takes to win, and that's what I personally want out of any player who plays for Maine. Like I said, we have the Rubel brothers. Obviously, Josh is a senior. Nate's going to be a sophomore. Both of them are tremendously athletic and talented. I know that Josh, from even when I was coaching Grandview, coming in games as a freshman, and he's hitting three-pointers and thinking, well, who the heck is this kid? I definitely have been aware of him for a long time. And Eli Boyer is another one who's a senior, and he's got the height. He has the ability to shoot the ball from anywhere. And he's really working hard on his game and has since the season ended. And just watching how, him and the other kids are really working on their game. Caden Cook's another one who's I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to the table as a guard. And I go through the whole list of kids. They they all seem to bring a certain skill set of their own, and you know, they're going to have to find. The hard part is there's only one basketball, so we're going to hopefully get more possessions so we can all have an opportunity to score, and at the same time, we're going to do what it takes to the other team off the scoreboard.
All right, very well. Again, we're speaking to Chris Miller, the new St. Pius boys basketball coach. Coach, before we let you get out of here, just your general thoughts on, you know, how you as a coach defined success, whether it's simply wins or growth of an athlete, whether it's personal growth or athletic growth, that sort of thing. What does Chris Miller hone in on as, or what does Chris Miller define as a successful season or seasons, if you will?
Obviously, when we're looking at from a program standpoint, we've got to improve individually. We're going to set goals for ourselves on what we want to accomplish individually, and those are I want the kids to be able to say that if they want to, you know, they want to be able to shoot this certain percentage, they want to grab so many rebounds or assists or score points, and that's fine. I want them to also understand what our goals are as a program and what goals we're going to accomplish. And those things are stuff that we'll talk about all year long and have those up and do those sort of things and look to really, cross some of those off the list. But I think, and it's just kind of always been my philosophy that if our kids are, you know, they buy in, whether they're the star player, one of the starters, or the kid who's the last off the bench, if you buy into your role and you accept you're part of the team and what you're being asked to do, if you want to change your role, that's fine. Go and work on your game and do those sort of things. But have a great attitude and you work hard, good things are going to happen for you. And if doing that with them, the context of what we're trying to do as a program, then we're going to be successful. And if everybody's firing all cylinders, then our program's going to be successful. So if we all have that same kind of mindset, it's very difficult nowadays. Everybody wants stuff for themselves, and I think it's only natural that you want to be the best that you can be and do things that will get you some recognition, because everybody likes a little bit of that. But sometimes you're not going to be the main guy. And as I've told our kids who have aspirations of playing at the next level, so whether you're a kid who's a freshman wanting to play JV, a JV kid wanting to play varsity, a varsity kid wanting to go and play at college, what do you do that somebody else doesn't do at that next level? What do you bring to the table? Because that's what's going to be the difference between you achieving those goals individually. And then as a program, what are we doing as a group that somebody else doesn't do, that they can't do, that's going to make us better, that's going to put us over the hump to accomplish our goals as a team? And all of those things, individual and our program goals, comes to what kind of person we are. If we're dedicated, we're committed, buying in, we have that kind of mentality where I want to push my teammate. I want to make him try to be his best, and that's going to make me be my best. It all comes around the same together. So that way we as a group can accomplish those things. And I think trying to be the good teammate, trying to be that kind of player in the program, that's been the number one thing that I've tried to push, no matter what year it's been. And from day one, it's probably a lot easier to do now because you learn some things, but at the same time, that's the mentality. So hopefully we can really push that. I think from what I've seen from the kids, they're the kind of kids who are hungry, they want to win, they're not satisfied with the fact that they got second place in the district last year. So we're just going to try to implement that kind of mentality and see what great things can happen, because I think we've got some great kids, and hopefully they can achieve that kind of success, and that's only going to catapult them into their post-high school careers and into their lives, and that's what counts.
Awesome deal, Coach Miller. Appreciate you taking the call and talking to us this afternoon and introducing yourself to the rest of the St. Pius community that was unable to make that press conference a few weeks ago. And looking forward to working with you as well, Coach.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Chris Miller, the new St. Pius boys basketball coach, joining us here today on Regional Radio.